name is Murray Kaufman. I'm a new old New Yorker. All right, so I went into teaching and enjoyed that very much. And I taught at Roslyn Long Island High School for 25 years. From an early age, I couldn't stand the fact that people were destroying the earth. It hurt me very much in a personal way. So while I was teaching, I developed some new, strong classes in saving the environment. I came up with this marvelous idea to connect theory and practice. You know, mostly teachers give theoretical things and people write. So I got a class of pretty good seniors, bright and sharp, and I said, okay, you're going to write, I'm going to break up into teams, and you're going to write, let's see, 50 or 30, you're going to write 15, and the kids groan, oh, Mr. Kaufman, this is the same old stuff of writing papers. I said, no, it's not. Here's the difference. You're going to write such good papers, you're going to be surprised what's going to happen to them. They're going to be footnoted, for example, on air pollution, water pollution. Oh, we can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. Remember what I wrote on the board the first day? I said, what? You don't remember? I said, oh, yeah, I remember. Your inspirational slogan for us. That's right. What did I say? A man's reach must exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? That's right. Okay, so there you go. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to write these papers. So then what? Then I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. myself and meet with the heads of all the environmental departments that you're writing papers on, the government officials. And I'm going to say to them, look, here's a paper written by my senior students. They're wonderful. They're asking, they're criticizing, they're asking questions. Why aren't you doing this and this? I want you to read these papers. And they looked at me amazed. And they said, wow, no one's ever done this. I said, that's right, that's what I'm doing. So the kids wrote the papers. This took all year, and I threw them back until they were wonderful. And the beauty of that experience, it so shook them up and got them so excited, is that about three quarters of that class of 30 kids, when they graduated high school, when they graduated college, they went into environmental work. That's one of the best things I ever did. In fact, the next year was almost as great. I got another class of kids, and I had tried to sue a factory that polluted a beautiful lake 5 miles from that school because of loopholes in the law. So I said to the kids, they said, oh, Mr. Kaufman, what do you got for us this year? You're going to kill us again? I said, yep, got a new class of kids. What are you going to do? I said, well, you're going to become lawyers. You're going to write a law. Write a law. We're not lawyers. We can. Yes, you can. I gave them copies of the law the way it exists. I said, see this loopholes? You're going to write a new bill. And my congressman here is a buddy of mine. He will introduce it if it's good. And we will close those loopholes so that then these polluters can be sued and stopped. Kid says, oh, we can't. Yes, you can. You got a whole year to do it. We'll do the research and so on. So the kids worked their asses off all year long, did research. They wrote a beautiful bill. When I gave it to the congressman, he didn't believe that kids had done it. He said, no, no, who, what lawyer wrote it? I said, nope, my kids did it. And I said, here's what I want you to happen. When you introduce that bill, you just wave to them, and they'll realize, because I know you can't tell the assembly the kids wrote the bill, but you can wave to them, so they will be proud and realize their bill is being introduced. And sure enough, the school gave me a bus, brought them up to the kids, sat in there, and the senator, great pride, introduced the bill, and it passed, and the kids were so thrilled. A lot of them went into environmental work also. That's the kind of stuff I did as a teacher, because I felt if you teaching, you don't inspire the kids, you're just wasting your time. And I've always done that in a lot of other ways too. When I retired, I decided to do some writing. So I'd written maybe about 6-7 plays. Oh, I've written screenplays too, had fun with that. And I think that I have maybe 2 or 3 ready now. I will send them out to theaters in the States. I'll probably send my good environmental play, which I call Wild Hope. The play is about the future. And what's happened, that it's a satire, what's happened that is so terrible with the environment, how it's going downhill, and then finally we get a good guy in who fights the big corporations, and he wins at least a temporary victory. Because you can't end in despair, and my plays don't end in despair. Sometimes they're tragic, but there's always hope. I build hope inside a tragedy. That's how I write plays. Because if you're just going to write for your own pleasure or for your own ego, it's no good. You got to write with a purpose of doing something worthwhile with your life. Because when you look back, when I look back, okay, I can say, hey, at least I tried. Tried to do a lot of things. I would like that as my obit. He tried like hell to do good things. There you go.